So we're going to ask you in a moment to find someone in the room, ideally maybe somebody you haven't worked with as much as others, so somebody you don't know so well, so when you ask this, you wouldn't already be able to predict things, and get with that person and conduct an interview. Imagine you're going to hire this person and lead them through this interview and get a sense of if they're a good, you know, what you think. So what you do is, as we go through this, want to start with criteria. And by the way, there's two formats in your booklet. One starts on page 94, and there's one on 97. The one on 97 is kind of a different version that that actually has certain questions you might ask on the ones that don't have official questions, if that makes sense. Like towards self and other, the wording on there is, what are you paying attention to as you move towards an outcome? And that's an okay question, but it's not as reliable as the other one. So where it says on the page 94, 95, 96, where it says there's no specific question, you want to use your judgment given what people have said rather than rely on the question. Does that make sense? Those questions are helper questions, but they're not.
And when you're going through the interview, set your intent to use all of your NLP rapport skills that you've learned and also your sensory acuity skills, because this is an opportunity also to work at that level, to be in rapport and to be calibrating as you're doing the interview.
And now, what's really important with meta programs is to be very specific about your what the context is that you're doing. So if you have a complex job like Chris's, I mean, part of her job is to write. She writes a lot of articles. How many articles have you?
Hundreds.
So she writes. And as a writer, that's one job, but the set of functions and tasks is very different than when she's a trainer.
And has completely different meta programs.
And it's very different than if she's an administrator. So you want to take some aspect of the job that you'd be looking at. So if I were going to be working with Sebastian, I might say, think about your work, because we do want the topic to stay on work, because that's how this interview is constructed. But what's an aspect of your work that's really important? What would be one of the parts of your job that is important that would be worth exploring here?
Selling.
So when you're in the sales context. Okay. So selling might be really different than report writing, right?
Yes.
So we'd want to, if it's too broad, then you're going to get too big of a, you're going to get answers that aren't quite as accurate. The more clear your context is, the stronger this gets. So you want a really clear context. Does that make sense to everybody? So yesterday we were kind of doing it in a general way to learn the questions, but now get specific. So you're a trainer, right? So I'd say, so your aspect might be working with the client. Well, that might be a different role than if you're doing some other part of that job. Like working out yourself, so you can. Does that make sense to everybody?
So we'll ask our partner what.
Yeah.
What
so Sky's. Yeah, just like I did you, or if I was going to work with Sky, I'd say, what's an aspect of your job you'd want to explore?
Working with the client.
Okay. And then get the criteria, feed it back. You want to be calibrating. Remember yesterday you calibrated if you had the right criteria, people are going, yes. If it's not the right criteria, you're getting something else. So make sure you've got it. And then ask the questions that go with these, like, what would having name the criteria get for you or do for you? And get the answer. And then make your prediction along the continuum. And then once you've done that, then you can have a really brief conversation with your partner about that. Find out what kind of pacing language they'd want and what if you're accurate. So if I'm working with Sebastian and he says something, I think you're pretty much away from it. He goes, oh no, I'm really goal driven. Then I'd want to find out what he was saying and what I interpreted to give me that idea. And it, you know, but I'd push it a little bit because linguistically these things are going to usually pop out pretty accurately. So we'd go through, just have a brief conversation. I think you're here and this is why I think you're here. And either he'd say yes or no, and if it's yes, then I go, I got it. And if it's no, then we might have I might do a little more exploring to see what else other things I might ask to get really clear on that. Then go to the next one and so on. So I think to be really thorough, it'll probably take about 30, 35 minutes each by doing that process in that very thorough way.
And resource people, you're welcome to jump in and do this as well.
Let's suggest you do. So look around the room, find somebody you don't know so well, and get with them, and about 35 minutes each, and we'll do a check-in in half an hour.